Eritrea is in the headlines again, but this time it's not entirely about the refugees. Eritreans are one of the largest people groups arriving daily on Europe's shores. Instead, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman wants us to focus on those who stay behind. They need your prayers because they're trying to introduce their persecutors to Christ. Do you want to help them? Well, we'll give you more details in just a second. But first, the face of Myanmar is changing, and not just politically. With the move toward democracy, doors are opening for groups like Mission Aviation Fellowship, too. MAF helps missionaries overcome ministry barriers through flight. They're trying to set up shop in Myanmar, and feasibility studies are underway. But logistics and spiritual challenges are hindering progress. And don't forget that isolation can breed discouragement, and that's a hope killer. Would you continue to pray for Christians in Myanmar? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. For more on either of these stories, visit us online at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.